1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, $96,262 is what we've tallied so far with the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. And all of the money that we raised with the sale of our CD, which contains some of our best bits from the year 2000 from the show, and from the sale of our vinyl, goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. The order line number is 877-616-7445 or 877-616-PHIL. Either one of those numbers. And again, it's $20, $350 for shipping and handling. $96,000 is what we've made so far. And by the way, you can use your Visa or MasterCard or personal check to purchase your Best of the Phil Hendry Show stuff. We were talking about this pit bull attack in San Francisco. Is the gentleman, I don't know, is that guy still there? Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Okay. Okay, now let me just recap. This lady was attacked and killed outside of her apartment by two dogs that authorities said had been bred and trained to guard illegal drug labs. Now, the lady's name is Diane Whipple. This poor woman, 33 years of age, a lacrosse coach in a college. She died after a five-minute attack steps away from her door. The dog's owners are a couple of attorneys named Noel and Noler, and they were next-door neighbors. No immediate charges have been filed. These pit bull attacks, these attack dog, these fighting dog attacks on people, they happen just enough to really be disturbing. And I got to ask, why people? Do you raise these things, sir?
I do kitchen cabinet work, Mr. Hendry. I don't raise fighting dogs, but I have admired them for a long time.
What do you admire about fighting dogs?
Well, I think you have to keep an open mind about it. They're really strong animals. Have you ever seen, and I would ask you, have you ever seen a dog fight?
No, I have not. I have no desire.
It's really interesting. It really is. They are very strong. They're very protective animals. And I'm very sorry that this happened to this lady, but sometimes you may inadvertently provoke the animal with the clothing you're wearing. Animal prints may do it. I think the question has to be asked, what did she do to make these dogs angry?
She was putting her key in her door. She was trying to get into her apartment.
I understand that, and I want to say I have great sensitivity to the situation, but I do want people to know that...
Well, I mean, you say, what did she do to provoke the animals? What do you mean animal prints? What does that mean?
Oftentimes, people who wear any kind of animal print clothing, whether it's a leopard skin or a zebra skin kind of clothing, a fighting dog will see that and mistake that for the pattern of an animal.
And they'll attack as if they're attacking an animal?
In much the same way that a horse will misread a situation. Yes, sir.
So these mastiffs or pit bulls or whatever they are might think they're attacking a zebra.
I don't know about, yes, if it's a zebra, if a mastiff would attack a zebra, but they think they're attacking another animal. I really want to say that I want people to know that mastiffs and Rottweilers, as you said, Mr. Henry, pit bulls, Dobermans, German Shepherds, they're really interesting dogs. And if you've ever seen a dog fight, it's really interesting. It sort of re-energizes our very primal urges. And I think that's why people are interested in it.
Well, I've long suspected that the reason why people are involved in animal fights of any kind, dog fighting, cock fighting, where they put razor blades on the legs of these chickens, is to feel primal. There's some kind of a bloodlust. But when these animals start attacking human beings...
I don't think it's right, but I want to keep an open mind. The Rottweiler is a very sensitive dog, but what did the human do? And I can't comment directly on what this lady, this Miss Whipple, and I think it's terrible, but you have to keep an eye out for them because you don't know when one of them is going to attack. And I'd ask, was she looking around for it?
Well, she's standing, she's opening up her door.
I understand that.
Okay, she took the keys out of her purse, she's opening up her door, and she's attacked by this thing.
Okay, so my question is, was she looking for the attack? You've got to be...
I got to tell you, I don't know how often when I'm opening my front door that I'm mindful that I could be attacked by a Rottweiler, okay?
Well, that's something you got to do. Okay.
You're saying, have you trained these animals?
No, sir, I've not. I haven't bred them either. I'm just familiar with them. And I do know that with a Rottweiler or a Pit Bull, you don't know where they're going to be coming from. And there have been many times that a Rottweiler or a pit bull, after having been provoked, and I'm not saying that's what happened to this lady, but they'll come out of nowhere, and you don't know that they're there.
And, well, if a neighbor has the thing caged up properly, if a neighbor has it fenced in properly, I don't know what the story is with these dogs that attacked this poor lady. They were in an apartment. How the hell they ever got out, I have no idea. They come through a screen door. Why should I worry while I'm putting my key in my door? Why should I have to be looking around, oh, hey, today's the day a pit bull's going to attack me?
Because you don't know how this animal has been provoked. I hate this as much as you, but it's generally the fault. You're not going to like this.
You're going to say it's generally the fault of the person who's attacked?
Generally, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. This is Open Line. We're talking to a gentleman in Lancaster, California, and we're talking about this Rottweiler attack. I don't know if it was a Rottweiler. It was a some kind of a dog attacked this lady in San Francisco and killed her. Innocently opening the door to her apartment, attacked by a couple of dogs, allegedly trained to fight, allegedly trained to be guard dogs. And here's the spookiest, weirdest part of this, that these dogs might have been trained by an organization under the direction of white supremacists in a prison. And
I don't approve of that. I don't.
Well, I don't say that you're approving of it, but what are you telling me? A group of white supremacists form a organization to train attack dogs so that they can guard a methamphetamine lab. This dog is well balanced, though, and it's just the kind of animal you want to have around as a guard dog?
I don't know. I can't. All I'm saying is that I know for a fact, and it can be a child pulling a tail, someone petting the dog too hard, women wearing an animal print coat. Oftentimes a gardener or a pool man is attacked because they fail to acknowledge the animal's presence. We all know this in our own lives. Common courtesy goes a long way. I don't know about this lady who was attacked in San Francisco, but while we are ready to condemn the pit bull or the Rottweiler and say that they are evil dogs and should be put to sleep, we fail to sometimes give them common courtesy. This lady was going probably too fast. She might have been in a hurry. This reminds us, I think, to slow down and smell the roses. And let the dog know that he's important. Compliment the animal. Simply say, that's a nice collar you're wearing. A nice bath and shampoo that you've had. Anything. Common decency dictates. And
well, what are you saying? So it's possible this lady didn't say to the dog, it's nice to see you today?
Some kind of comment to the animal that shows he's appreciated. I don't think any of us, Mr. Henry, appreciate being treated rudely. And I think that goes doubly for a Rottweiler or a pit bull. If the animal perceives that you are being insulting or rude or simply not observing common courtesy, you may find that thing on your neck. Now, I know of Rottweilers and
now, hold on. I want to make sure I've got you straight. When you say common courtesy, you're saying nice dog.
Just a nice doggy. I had a story of a post office worker who was attacked by a Rottweiler, and this thing laid right into his leg, and he's saying nice doggy, while the thing's chewing on his leg. That's too late. Okay.
I think that's probably too late for nice doggy, but I don't think that people should have to be living in fear of these animals.
I would agree with that, but I also think we should understand what we're doing to provoke these animals with rudeness. Just being rude to the dog, it would make me angry.
Well, I don't know what you mean by being rude to a dog, okay? I mean, I pet a dog if I see it. Sometimes I ignore it.
That, I think, is rude.
Now, wait a minute. If I'm going to a store and there's a dog and I don't say hello to it, you know, what are you telling me?
At least acknowledge the animal. Hi, how are you?
Sometimes I ignore dogs.
I don't think that's advisable.
So every dog I see, I should say, hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir, I would. And we have the example of this lady.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Is this guy talking about, you know, petting the dog or something? At least this gentleman says that while a tragic, tragic attack, and I think that, I don't know why the two individuals involved, the two owners, weren't arrested. I don't know why they weren't just arrested. I don't care if they're bailed out and they don't have enough, and maybe they dropped the charge. Just bring them on down and talk to them. This dog that attacked this lady was put to sleep, by the way. The other animal, I think, is, quote, in protective custody. What does that mean? We're protected from it, or it's protected from somebody who wants to go and take a baseball bat to it. Probably a little bit of both. In any event, this guy is saying that one of the ways to avoid these kinds of attacks from these so-called fighting dogs is common courtesy to the animal. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. You probably by now have heard about this terrible attack on this lady in San Francisco. A dog, two dogs from next door. One of them has already been put to sleep. The woman is dead. She was a 33-year-old athletics coach in the San Francisco area. Attacked by two of dogs, which... what kind of dogs were these? There comes some kind of a dog that was either trained to be a fighting dog or trained to guard illegal drug laboratories. Apparently, the individual who was responsible for the training of these dogs was raising them at the behest, and this is alleged, at the behest of two prison inmates, members of a white supremacist gang, and allegedly a group of individuals behind the manufacture of methamphetamine. So this is like really, really out there, sir. And you, even if you're a dog lover, you got to admit that.
I'll tell you that that's a very bizarre tale. I don't know why these two guys wanted to train these dogs to. I can understand how they want their property protected. You know, but
a methamphetamine lab?
Well, I don't know. But I will say this: you got to. You know, you want the animal to respect you, you should respect the animal.
Well, you're doing everything that you possibly can do to this poor dead woman, to put a little bit of the blame on her. Here is Pam on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I don't want to blame anybody who has died.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't want to blame anybody who's died.
You're the type of individual that is going to get somebody killed.
All I'm saying is...
years doing animal control, and I've worked with animals
for a
very long time.
Being nice to a dog is going to get someone killed. Being nice to a dog...
Everybody's heard what you've had to say. Please listen.
Okay,
these
fine.
Dogs, number
okay,
one,
fine.
Were a mixed Mastiff breed.
Mastiff, okay.
That particular breed of dog is an extremely gentle dog. It has never been bred for any type of fighting purpose. It is a large dog. These dogs were specifically bred to hurt, to kill. Why would these people in prison be interested in doing it? Because they do things that are illegal. And what better way to keep a law enforcement officer off your property? They have no respect for the law.
The Canary Island Mastiff is a very sweet animal, first of all. The Canary Island Mastiff is a very lovable animal. And I got to ask the question, what did this woman do to insult these dogs?
She didn't. Come on.
Did she say something to them?
These dogs have a
track
record,
sir. That's why I wish that apartments would have...
killing animals.
They were aggressive to begin with, and the two attorneys
that own these dogs...
The lady who trained them said that they had killed some of her pets.
I don't know about that. I'd like to know, is there any recording of what this woman might have said to these animals to, excuse my language, piss them off?
It's irrelevant. Number one, these dogs had no business being in the environment that they were in.
Let me ask you, absolutely none.
Those two attorneys that owned them and allowed them to be loose... to maul this woman, deserve to be in jail, and they are guilty of murder in the first degree.
They have a dangerous weapon
in their hand, and they
I wonder
it.
Why these people haven't been arrested.
Let me ask both of you something. Would it have killed this lady to compliment the dog?
Give me a break. This is not a human being, and if you knew anything about handling dogs, you'd know that if you don't know anything about that dog, you leave it alone.
Right. All right, thank you, ma'am, for your call. Thank you for your call. 1-800...
This is why I'm against people who put sweaters and hats and things on their dogs, because what you're doing is you're playing with fire. And I know of at least two individuals who used to love to put these sweaters on these dachshunds that they've got, and they put the long wiener dog pullover sweater, a V-neck or a cashmere, and all of a sudden people are saying, well, look at that's the ding-dangest thing I've ever seen, a dog with a sweater, And what do you think happens? You got the throat ripped out of somebody before you can light a cigarette. That's all I'm trying to say. And
look, I don't agree that people should put clothing on animals either.
All right.
But I don't think that that has anything to do with animals killing human beings. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. As far as attack dogs go or fighting dogs are bred by people who are very mean to those dogs. That's the way they get them to be aggressive.
Do you breed these animals, sir?
I do not. I most certainly
well,
do not.
I would have to ask you what your experience in this is to make a comment like that.
Okay, I live in New Haven, Connecticut. I work at an animal hospital where a lot of these dogs are picked up by the police during these dog fights, and they are brought in completely mauled up. They are also, the people who are training these dogs have also been arrested for abuse of these dogs.
Right. Yeah,
most of the time, these dogs are abused to the point where they hate anything. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. If you say hi to them, it doesn't matter what you say to these dogs.
Well, all the better reason for a kind word, I would think.
A kind word's not going to help a dog that's ripping your arm off.
Can I ask you a question? Because, sir, you work in an animal hospital. I would take it you'd recommend not putting hats or sweaters on animals like these.
Of course not.
Okay.
But the thing still stands. That these people who bred these dogs to fight in the first place, they should never have had let those dogs walk and roam around the neighborhood. Those dogs are bred to fight. They're going to be mean. They're going to have a mean attitude.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
They're the ones
who are at fault.
Yeah, I would also, I can't fault what the gentleman's saying.
Yeah, but you said it was really interesting to watch these animals.
Well, it is interesting, but it's also important to understand, and this gentleman said it, you never put one of those running hats or sunglasses, any of that thing on an animal like that, because
now when you're saying these sunglasses, these hats, that doesn't have anything to do with these two dogs that killed this woman.
I'd like to look into the history.
They weren't wearing jackets.
We don't know that.
They were bred specifically to keep people off that property.
Wait a minute. Are you saying the dogs that attacked this woman were wearing sunglasses and jackets?
I don't know what the owners do to these dogs to humiliate them.
Were not humiliated. These dogs were trained to kill people who come on that property.
Well, I think it's a tragedy.
To defend that property because of these drugs.
I think it's
so
a disgrace.
It was a tragedy that this lady lived next door to this person who let the dog out. But the main thing is that these dogs are trained
and we
to
don't
kill
know.
People.
The other thing is we don't know how these dogs got out. I mean, were the people home?
It doesn't matter how the dogs got out. They did, they killed somebody.
But would it be wrong for me to say never put a bandana around a dog's neck? Is that wrong to say?
It doesn't matter. Did you ever put a leash on a dog?
Yes, I have. I don't.
Okay,
think
well,
what's
the difference
other
between a bandana,
them?
A leash, or collars?
Because all the other dogs wear them, so you are not singling that dog out.
You know what?
If you put a bandana or sunglasses, now all the other dogs see that.
It does not matter what
right.
you put on a dog.
Okay.
The whole reason why these dogs attacked was because they were trained to attack people coming near that property.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for that. That's a very enlightened call.
Well, I would have to say the Spuds McKenzie look is over. And I think when you humiliate an animal by putting the sweaters, sunglasses, bandanas, you not only make that animal look stupid in the eyes of humans, but how does that dog feel in the eyes of other dogs? Now, this gentleman mentioned...
What are you saying?
I'm saying, sir, that whatever happened to that lady, we've got to look into not only what the dog's culpability was, but also the culpability of the people. And today you got raincoats, slickers, galoshes. You want to lose your throat, go ahead and put a raincoat on a dog and then go, well, now, isn't he cute? Because nothing pisses a dog off more.
Well, I don't know what any of it's got to do with this poor lady. Get out of here, man. I don't care if she came home. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't care if she came home, saw the dog, and said, you're the ugliest freaking thing I ever saw in my life. Get out of my way. She didn't deserve to die. It's a dog. It's not a human being. We don't have to give them courtesies. 1-800-449-8686. We'll continue talking about this on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We have on the line with us, your name is Austin, right?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry.
And you admire these kinds of fighting dogs.
I don't admire anybody. I don't admire when people get hurt, but I think it's interesting, yeah.
All right, you made a comment earlier. Actually, I'm going to ask you this. Why are these people who have these animals, these two dogs that attacked this poor woman in San Francisco in the Bay Area the other day, why are these people not in jail as we speak?
Because you cannot put it off on them. The dogs may have acted independently of them.
And what do you mean by that?
What I mean is they might have not put them up to it. How, if you are an owner of a dog and you go out, you take all necessary precautions. You try to lock them in. But if the dog is hell-bent on messing up somebody's day, I would say to you this, Mr. Henry, if your child gets involved in a crime, should you go to jail?
Well, you know something? A lot of people think that that's exactly the case. What do you mean if the dog is hell-bent on messing up somebody's day?
It's like getting out of the wrong side of the bed. That dog had his eye, and I suspect what happened in the case of this lady is those dogs had been watching her for a few days. She had done something initially to piss them off. They might have gotten together and decided, okay, today's the day. I don't know.
All right, you know what? I don't understand what you're saying to me, okay?
Yeah, you're not a dog lover.
I love animals, okay? I may not have a dog right now, but I love them. Bob, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Nonsense about clothes and the woman provoking the dogs, it's completely ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute. With the animals that are put in these sweaters...
What this comes down to is this. When dogs are young, between up to the age of 14 weeks to 22 weeks... The way they live their life is imprinted on them by whoever is raising them.
Okay,
just like with a herding
them,
dog or a retrieving dog, well, or a gun dog or anything like that.
What if you put clothes on them?
Just give me a minute here.
All right, but if you put
the fact of the matter is,
on them.
And I know what I'm talking about. I've been around dogs all my life. I have Labrador retrievers. This is what happens. Dogs like this, obviously, were trained to attack. The owner of the dog should be 100% culpable. The woman was a completely innocent bystander trying to get in the door of her own residence, and the dogs killed her. You have to go back to the people that trained and owned those dogs. They're responsible.
You're going to blame the owners? What if the dogs...
Absolutely. You know...
What if the dogs acted independently? Like I said, the dogs could have had it in for this woman.
They didn't have it in for her. In most states, this is the situation. Yes, either you or Mr. Henry said something about parents being responsible for their kids.
Right,
in most states, up to the age of 18, they are. For any damage they create. Or if they maybe not if they kill somebody. But then again, they could be brought into court on a civil suit afterwards.
Right.
The same thing holds for a dog.
Well, let me ask you something. You talked about the
ownership of a dog. It's called stewardship.
You talked about the early development of an animal.
That's right.
If the animal is a puppy and is traumatized with sunglasses or
that
shoes...
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, see, you and I are confused.
When a dog trainer trains a dog and is working with you if you own one, they tell you not to wear sunglasses because you have to make eye contact with your own dog.
If the dog wears sunglasses, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of these people put these...
Were these dogs wearing sunglasses?
That's what I'm trying to determine.
I seriously doubt
what identified...
Like they got loose, they killed the woman... I wouldn't care if they were wearing tuxedos and smoking a cigar. They still killed her.
Well, I'll tell you, they put a lot of these Santa Claus hats on dogs.
You keep going back to this as if this really makes them angry. As if...
You put a Santa hat on a Mastiff, a fighting dog, that'll piss him off. Excuse my language.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Kids pulling its tail when a dog is an infant could drive a dog to kill.
You're beating a dead horse.
All right,
here,
sir. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Aaron on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Nobody wants to address the Santa Claus hat issue.
I'm sorry?
What do you mean nobody wants to address the Santa Claus hat issue?
That every Christmas you see these dogs with Santa hats on. You don't think that's humiliating?
And so, in other words, they say, okay, that does it. This is the last Christmas. This is the last Christmas I wear a Santa hat. Now I'm going to kill somebody.
I'm not saying that's exactly how it goes, but yes, sir. Something like that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. At least I've come up with answers.
Okay, let me just say this. Two of my four sisters are big-time dog lovers. One dog that they have...
I got a good buddy who's a dog lover. He married one. But
okay, no, forget it. Go ahead.
Okay. My nephew, 16-year-old nephew, went over to the dog. Dog was in a bad mood. They had this dog for at least 10 years.
There you go.
Ripped my son, my nephew's arm from elbow to wrist. Now, this is their dog. The
dog's
one,
in a bad
the dog
mood.
They loved.
Dog's in a bad
was
mood.
Was in a bad mood.
Right, exactly.
Did nothing to this dog. Went over and pet him. He got like 20 stitches in his arm. Not did it not once. But a month later, did it again.
But you got to ask yourself why that
now,
animal was
a
in a bad mood.
This is a dog that was loved and treated very well.
You got to ask yourself.
Of the family.
So you say, but I bet you if you rummaged around in a closet, you'd find a dog sweater or a dog galoshes.
Absolutely not.
Well,
absolutely not. This is a chocolate lab. It's not one of those cutesy dogs with the bows in their hair.
Right. Okay.
This is
a big Labrador. Did you say?
Yeah. A
okay.
Chocolate lab.
All right. Thank you for your call. Here is DJ on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. DJ?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, go ahead. But I do want to make this point to you, Austin. You keep going back to these sunglasses and dog galoshes.
I'm talking the humiliation factor. And maybe the owner forgot to add water to the dog's gravy.
That's the key here. You're saying maybe. You don't know.
But, ma'am,
I'm going to tell you something.
Are you where the gravy train has to have water added to it? Are you where the gravy train, you need to add water to it? You don't add water to gravy train, you got another pissed off dog.
Oh, that is baloney.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you something. What you're forgetting here is the key word with these animals is domesticated. These are not domesticated animals. These are animals that have been bred with a wild streak in them to do exactly what they did in the wild.
Uh-huh.
And that is not the type of animal you put in a neighborhood with a family. I can tell you that because growing up, my father and I lived overseas. We had a hybrid wolf bred with a German shepherd.
Smart.
I know exactly what happens with them. We came back to the States just 5 years ago. My 9-year-old daughter was attacked by one that a neighbor had illegally, because they're illegal in the state of Pennsylvania to breed like that. She did nothing to provoke him.
She didn't say anything rude?
She didn't say anything rude. She was playing in our own yard.
Had she acknowledged the animal when she came outside?
No.
Not even a tip
of out there for over an hour.
Was she wearing a hat?
No, that had nothing to do
with
it.
Well, what I'm saying is sometimes just the tip of the hat.
You can talk to the game commissioner. They will tell you the same thing.
No, I'm saying
it was a wild animal.
So she didn't wave to the dog and acknowledge it. All right.
And that's the key word here. It is a wild animal. It has a wild
instinct. A tip of the hat.
And it is not something you can breed out of it.
All right,
that is, that's the type of animal that is not a pet.
Well, if she didn't tip her hat to the dog, I don't know what you're asking me.
There were five other kids out there.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You also mentioned that the owners of the dog can't be held responsible because they don't know.
I'm saying that little girl, if she'd curtsied anything.
So she's got to come out her back door and curtsy to the dog next door. You're telling me that these animals are deserving of the normal social courtesies that humans are deserving of.
So I've been trying to tell you.
Curtsy or a tip of the hat?
Well, you tell me why the thing attacked her.
And they can also be embarrassed.
Yes, sir.
Well, I will tell you this much. The owners of the dog in question should be, in my opinion...
No, you can't sit there and at least bring the animals in and question them and find out what they're thinking.
Well, you want to interrogate the animals, I don't know. Here is Dave on the Phil Hendry Show. Dave?
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I think they should have at least asked the dog some questions.
The dog doesn't understand English or any other language.
You sure?
Sure. How could anybody think that? That's ridiculous.
Did anybody ask the dog?
Well, you ask the dog, you're going to get an answer. Don't be ridiculous.
Sir,
dogs don't understand language.
Sir, you know as much as I do that everybody talks to their dogs. You say, hi, Poochie, how you doing? Come
over
here.
Yeah, but the dog doesn't understand what you're saying.
Well, then why the heck do we talk to them?
Well, that's up to the owner of the dog. The dog doesn't know what you're saying.
It doesn't
understand English. It never went to school.
Well, you don't have to go to school. In other words, when you see these dogs who have those big Santa Claus hats with sunglasses
on... The dog doesn't know that he looks humiliated. He doesn't know that. That's a human trait. Dogs are not human.
What about other dogs laughing at him?
Dogs don't laugh at dogs. They dogs don't laugh. That's a human trait. This is anthropomorphism, attributing human traits to animals. It doesn't work.
That's called anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic, yeah.
Well, no, wait a minute. I don't know what that means, but...
It means attributing human traits to animals.
When I'm playing with my dog with the ball, he's always going, roo, roo. It's like he's laughing.
He's not laughing, he's barking. dogs don't talk. They don't mind. Like, you are being so ridiculous.
Well, sir, what I'm trying to say, if you're smoking a cigarette and you're telling me not to offer one to a dog.
The dog doesn't know anything about cigarettes. It doesn't know what a cigarette is.
Well, all right, Dave.
Doesn't know anything.
Your name is Dave, right?
Yes.
All right, Dave, you sound like a fine gentleman. Do you own animals?
I have in the past, yes. I'm 92 years old, and I know what I'm talking about.
All right, man, you've never talked to a dog.
You can't talk to a dog. It doesn't know what you're saying.
Oh, wait a second. Wait, now I know. Now I understand, Phil.
What?
Dave says he's 92. Now, back when you were a younger man, that would be about 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Dogs, you couldn't talk to them then. But today,
of course you couldn't. Of course you couldn't. You can't talk to them now.
No, no.
They don't know what you're saying.
Today it's a whole new deal.
The dog
dogs have learned.
Dog hasn't learned.
Dogs
anything.
Have learned what?
Dogs are controlled entirely by instinct, and they have no choice.
So dogs weren't any more talkative back 70 years ago?
Of course not. You can't converse with a dog. You can't do it.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Have you ever seen that painting of those dogs playing poker and smoking cigars?
Yes.
What's that about?
That's a painting. It's not about anything. It's a painting that somebody painted.
Do you understand now, Austin?
Well?
Dogs don't play poker.
Of course they don't. And they don't smoke cigars. And they don't know anything.
What about
dogs
pool?
Dogs don't know anything. They're driven by instinct.
How come
though?
I saw a dog on TV playing pool once. What's that about?
Well,
he was probably trained. He was trained to do that.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about?
How come I can hear you in the background?
There's nothing in the background here. Well, maybe I got the radio on. I'll turn it off.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, Dave. You're okay.
It's off.
Well, all right. If you tell me a dog can't shoot pool or smoke cigars, I'm
yes,
awful.
Yes, I tell you that.
All right, I'll believe you.
Well, then what was I telling you for 45 minutes? You didn't want to believe me?
This gentleman's been around.
Well, I don't doubt that Dave's been around, but can't you take my word for it that a dog doesn't feel embarrassed wearing a Santa Claus hat?
A dog cannot feel embarrassed because embarrassment is a human trait, and dogs are not human.
Now run that laughter thing by me one more time. You say they can't laugh.
No, they can't laugh.
Well, then they can't have a good time.
What do you mean by a good time? You're talking about a human good time. They don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what kind of a good time does a dog have?
It doesn't have a good time. Instinct governs its conduct. Instinct is the inborn behavior. It has no choice. It's unchangeable.
Have you ever seen, like, a cat's face? How come cats are always smiling?
I have nothing to do with cats.
Oh,
cats
yeah?
are not always smiling. An animal can't smile. That's human. The animal is not human.
I swear to God, I saw a cat smiling one day.
Well, it was your idea. The cat didn't smile. It doesn't know about smiling.
Well, Dave, you're a great man. I'm glad I ran into you today.
I have studied animals
yeah.
for years and years. I have written papers about them. And
you, all right, you know what I suggest you do? Because you're an intelligent man. Write a paper on why cats can't smile. Because a lot of people
I've already covered that.
But a lot of people think they can.
They can't. The cat can't smile.
What about a Cheshire cat? What about a Cheshire cat, the one in Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, that's a story.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with reality.
All right, now do you understand, Austin?
Yeah, it's clear now.
What do you mean, how come a cat smiles?
Cat can't smile.
You got a cat, don't you, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I do.
Ain't it smiling?
It looks like it's smiling, because that's
maybe
the way it's...
it looks like it, but it isn't. It doesn't know anything about smiling. There are misconceptions about animals.
You think animals are ever irresponsible?
Okay, that's enough of that. Dave, you did a really good job.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Dave. You helped me out.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Run that smile thing by me one more time. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So getting back to guys in Mercedes, you know, they just really are beginning to, it's over for me. I'll never buy a Mercedes. I don't care how much money I make. I don't care how great it gets for me, and it's getting pretty damn good. I will never buy one of those things. Nothing says punk like Mercedes. Don't you agree? Oh, you don't? But I, this guy that pulled in today in the lot, you know, I said, who's the guy in the Benz? You know, what is the story here? You don't drive, first of all, you don't drive a Benz down in that neighborhood, all right? Where KFI is located, I'm not saying it's a bad neighborhood. It's a working class neighborhood. Guys that bring those kinds of cars to work, are you putting me on? You can't be working in certain neighborhoods driving something like that. Just as easy to get jacked as park it. So why don't you just keep that thing at home, drive some, I got a truck. I have a little Ford Ranger that I drive to work sometimes. Well, what's the point? What is the point? I got the valet downstairs, nice guys. Who knows? They may put a ding in the door. Some guy got to, what, are you going to invite somebody to key your freaking car? I might as well just keep it in a neighborhood where everybody's got one of those things so we can all get together and sort of have a little daisy chain of admiration about our cars. You know, the convertible Jaguar, the BMW, the Benz, the, I don't know, whatever the hell else. I see Rolls Royces more and more. I don't know. Is it the economy in California or across the United States, or is just more people are buying Rolls Royces because it's unique. It's a unique thing to look at. I don't know what it is, but I definitely have had it with the Mercedes, and it's not a thing. It's no jealousy. I could go out and buy one tomorrow. I don't have a jealous thing about Mercedes. I could go out and buy one. Buy my wife one. First thing my wife said to me when we got married, she says, let's buy a Mercedes. We can go out on weekends and everything. I said, do I got to look like every other schmuck, please? Can't I do something? Something. Honey, why don't we, first date I ever took my wife out in, I took her out in the truck. And we went over to Santa Anita. We went to the Santa Anita Handicap. I told the story. And we were in a truck. I wanted to make sure that she knew exactly what she was getting. And we took the car to the valet, and we went up to the, well, we did go to a private personal box obtained for me by a trainer friend of mine. But other than that, we were just slobs, you know. I mean, I did have a roll of bills that could choke a horse, but, you know, I was. But we went up, and we came out, and I said, yes, get my car, boy. And the kid ran out, and he was gone for about 5 minutes. He came back, just, I'm like, where's my car? He says, I can't drive a stick. I said, what the hell, you're working in a valet, you can't drive a stick. So anyway, that's what I had. And then later on, we had the vans and everything. But I said to her, in no way. I don't know what I'm going to get. We're going to get a mom and dad car, and I don't know what it's going to be, but it ain't going to be a Benz. I don't know. And that's fine. But when the kids said that to me, and they're always yammering about Mercedes, and like it's a great car, I got to break the news to you. It's not. It's just not. It's not the best car you can buy. It's not the best put-together car. It's not the best manufactured car. It's not the best. Do we have any Mercedes advertisers? We used to? Okay. It's not the best, it's a car. It's made in Germany, You know what they make in Germany really well? Toys. That's what they make over there really good. Little train sets and stuff. And chocolate. Hello? VWs. They do those over in Germany. Only thing that Benz ever put together that, I don't want to go into the whole delivery system for cyanide. But anyway, so we're all done with that. I didn't do my thing. I wanted to mention, by the way, tonight, Temptation Island, let's all sit down and watch that together tonight at 9 o'clock. Why Tosi and Tahid get pitched off the island tonight. It is going to be worth its weight in gold to watch that one. Why Tosi, she'll go down in the lexicon. It's going to be equal to, you call somebody a Why Tosi, someone who has a kid out of wedlock, Or maybe you'll just say, I got to go wipe my Waitasi. I don't know. But they're going off the island tonight, so let's watch that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.